Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Today, mobile coverage, not just today, but for a long time, mobile coverage, not just at Mangrove Mountain, but it's back in the spotlight. Palmdale is horrendous, and Canberra calling on locals for their feedback. Now, the federal government's pushing for mobile black spot funding to improve connectivity.
Even in parts of Terrigal, I walk around sometimes going, where do I need to stand to get two bars here?
It's 2022. Earlier on this morning, Wayne from Lower Mangrove called. Have a listen to what Wayne said.
Like, we literally have no service at Lower Mangrove. Well, we've got landlines, but the only way you can use your mobile is through your Wi-Fi calling on your modem. And then when the power goes down, Exchange loses power, and we have no phone, no communication whatsoever. I've got a state-of-the-art bloody phone and still can't get any service down there. I get through my modem, my router that's hooked up to my landline. I get Wi-Fi calling through there. The only NBN we can get there is satellite. So we're all on ADSL still down there. So if we don't have a landline, if the exchange goes down through storms, power, whatever, we have no communication in the area at all. When we had the floods on, the exchange is battery-powered. It lasts for about 4 hours, and after that, no one has any way of communicating to the outside world apart from two-way radios. Like, my internet bill is $250 a month. You're limited to how much data they can give you.
Yeah, but then
you have to keep topping it up all the time.
And that's at Lower Mangrove. That's bad, isn't it? Really bad. To find out more, because this man, he is hoping to help the situation out. It is our federal member for Robertson, and it is Gordon Reid. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Gordon.
Hey, Gordon.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. Mate, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it really is, and that's something that we've been hearing, and that was before the election, during the election, and even after the election now that western, southwestern portion of the electorate of Robertson and some of the other areas in the north that you mentioned have had issues with mobile coverage and connectivity for quite some time, and there just hasn't been the investment or the money put to projects to improve it. And that's why we're currently seeking that local feedback for those areas, particularly in Mangrove Mountain, but feedback all through that western, southwestern portion of the electorate, because we do want to improve mobile coverage. As your caller was just saying, it's not just a problem for people communicating with one another in the community. It's a problem when there's an emergency or when there's an issue that arises in the community. And you know, when those issues arise and when coverage goes down, there's darkness. So we really need to get the ball rolling on this.
Yeah, when can Lower Mangrove say expect some action and an improvement in the service?
Yeah, look, so at the moment we're seeking local feedback on mobile coverage in those areas, particularly Mangrove Mountain. And what that's going to look like is people can contact the infrastructure department through the Australian government, or they can contact our office. And we're more than happy to make representations to find out what the issues are on the ground and basically what people in those communities feel will help them the most. So I like to consider myself a bit technology agnostic, in that we need to find the best solution that's going to work, instead of us sort of imposing or enforcing a solution that may or may not work in the future.
Like Gooden, listening to Wayne, that is part of the feedback. He wouldn't have to then go, like, it's bad up there. There are certain lots of areas around the coast. Do you need feedback? Can't you just say, listen, the area there is crap.
Build a tower in that area to give these people a service that doesn't exist.
Yeah, so we've already started providing that. So people have obviously already called us and emailed us about this issue, particularly in those areas I was talking about. We've already passed that on to the minister. This is just further engaging the community for community consultation with regards to our telecommunication service.
How long does it take the minister to come back and say, this is what we'd like? Because otherwise they're just waiting. It seems as though you write a letter and someone passes it to someone and they say they'll look at it, but nothing seems to be happening. So how can we push the government to make this happen faster?
Yeah, so that's my job. That's my job to lobby the government, to lobby my own people.
Yeah.
We had the $40 million that was put in the improving mobile coverage round in this budget, in the 2022-2023 federal budget. So once this round closes, once this round of sort of having your say closes, which is on the 28th of November of this month, of this year, That's when the minister will start to analyse those findings, and then we can start to make real changes on the ground. I made this commitment in the election to improve mobile coverage in areas like Mangrove Mountain. I made that commitment, I made that promise, and I'm going to follow through with that promise. And it's my job to not only hear from the community, but also push the ministers in my own government.
Is the Federal Minister for Communications aware of these issues?
Yes, she is. She is, absolutely. So the Minister for Communications, for some of your listeners that don't know, is Michelle Rowland, and she's been in constant contact with our office, because this is an issue, and it's an issue whether there's a disaster or a natural event or not. It's been an issue for quite some time in multiple different scenarios, and she's visited the Central Coast, and this was one of the things that was discussed. So the minister is aware. We've already sent ministerial representations from that part of the electorate and right across Robertson and Dobell, and I'll be pushing the minister to so that we can deliver on these commitments.
Is there a time frame, Gordon?
So at the moment, like I said, the round for having your say with regards to improving mobile coverage finishes on 5 p.m. on the 28th of November of this year. Once that closes, it then goes to the minister, and then we can analyse that issue, and then we can start to see where we can put the money and investment into what technology needs to be put into the area.
All right, if you're in any areas that have those bad black spots, make sure, get in contact with the government, and we'll see if something can be done. Gordon Reid, thank you very much, our federal member for Robertson. Thanks for joining us this morning, Gordon.
Cheers, Gordon.
Thank you, mate. And look, can I just let your listeners know that please get in contact with our office if you've got any issues. It doesn't matter what it is, and we'll lobby for you. We'll push your issue up the chain.
No worries. Thanks, Gordon. Cheers, mate.
Thanks.
Cheers, buddy. Bye.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.